Freedom, my guy. Freedom, my
What's going
guy.
on?
What up,
What
man?
is going on?
Oh, nothing much, man. Just, starting off the week afraid of the mirror and fun houses and mirror houses and,
I'm with you.
the regular stuff.
I'm with you.
All the listeners, welcome back. Another week of Two Friends Talking Podcast. Stefan Free here, giving it to you. So I mean, of just fair warning, we have both seen Us. This will be a heavy Us discussion on theories and what we think it's about. So if you have not seen it yet, then we warn you now that you should probably not listen if you want to hear spoilers, or you can listen and then go watch and then see if you feel like we was right about what we were saying or not. But this is just a fair warning that this is what this podcast will majority be about. So even if it's not that many listeners in the upfront, and then by next week the listeners on this episode goes up, we understand because you didn't want to listen. So no hard feelings. Just make sure you come back and listen after you watch the movie.
Yeah, I already gave some warnings. I was like, "Yo, please don't listen, because if you're scared of spoilers, man, just don't listen, because I got a
Yeah,
lot to
no,
say."
we going we, yeah, we got we both got a lot to say. So did you get to watch it? I know I watched it twice. Did you get to watch it twice?
And I get to watch it twice, but I've seen so much, I've read so much, I've watched so much stuff on different theories and everything. I feel like I've watched it 8 times by now.
Yeah.
It was just I don't know if I've overflowed my brain to to the point yeah, I feel like I don't know if I'm real or not, but let's just well that's neither here nor there.
Okay, so before we get to there, we're gonna treat all these we're gonna treat us like we normally treat sports. We'll try to save it to the end so that if people want to hear something else that we talked about, we don't they don't have to leave right now. You got what? I don't know what else kind of happened in the world. I've just been so focused on us that I don't even care anymore.
I feel you. I know that MySpace, they started I guess getting rid of some stuff because they're I guess either getting rid of MySpace entirely finally, or what's happening with MySpace, but I guess
I didn't
people that
know it was still around. I gotta be honest.
yeah, it is. So apparently MySpace, people who people used to post their music on MySpace. It was like the original SoundCloud. So yeah, more than a decade of music has been lost because of MySpace. They started deleting stuff and get rid of stuff. And people that didn't post anything or save anything anywhere else except for MySpace, they've now lost whatever kind of music they used to make or post. All that is gone.
Well, I mean,
So
that's anything though. Like, I mean, because I mean, that's kind of I don't understand why you would just post on MySpace
yeah, that's
and
weird.
not anywhere else. YouTube, SoundCloud, Spotify, Apple Music, nothing. You just like MySpace is your that's what you get down with.
Well, in
I don't
fairness,
remember anybody like running to MySpace. Like, I gotta hit that new whatever.
in fairness, at the time, I remember when MySpace was very, very, very new and popular. I think
Yeah, me too.
maybe only YouTube was around, so there was no Spotify. But you should have it on a hard drive or something, at
But
the
I'm
minimum.
saying, yeah, like it came from somewhere. So you had to upload it to MySpace somehow. So it was on something else. So it's like you
So they,
didn't keep it on there. You just thought MySpace was your new hard drive. I don't
yeah, like that
understand.
was just, yeah. So like, it's, they're saying over a decade worth of music has been lost on MySpace, which I don't know if I'm happy about or not, because no offense, but I don't need more little pumps.
Yeah, but I don't, yeah.
It might be that kind of music, or it might be fantastic music. I don't know, but we lost it, so I'm not really too concerned with it. But I guess people that are who had their music stored on MySpace, I don't know why they had it stored on MySpace, are very upset.
I mean, that's anything though. You think about, I mean, like how much faith we have in all of these, like all of these apps, whether it's SoundCloud, whether it's Spotify, Apple Music, or Instagram, whatever. Like, if they go down, like there is no backup plan. I
Yes,
mean, of course,
no.
yes, you might have, because you might have it stored on your phone, or like, or, I mean, I'm sure like the top YouTubers or whatever. Of course, like they're doing videos, so I'm sure they have their stored on there. But it's like on their hard drives. But it's like for like Instagram, like Instagram goes down. People like for that, like we were saying last week when it was down for that day, like people were losing their minds. So like if it's just down, because that's where you go to just that's pretty much people's resume is Instagram. Yeah. So if like Instagram is no longer a thing, like it might be World War Z out here. People might be losing their minds. Like they don't know. Like know what's going on. But yeah, I mean, for music, I feel like there's just so many other places that you could put it. I would hope of all of those people that got their stuff on MySpace shut down that they had it somewhere else.
That's just if MySpace was your hard drive, your music shouldn't be out.
Yeah, there's a reason why. It's probably a reason it was on MySpace and nowhere else. If it was nowhere else. I think I said, I don't know if I hear anybody saying, like, I gotta go to my go. You heard that new free on MySpace? Like,
You go to my page, it starts playing automatically on my page.
I know. I remember MySpace, though. I definitely, you remember the songs you used to have playing on your MySpace? I used to have, I definitely used to have, what's the T-Pain and Kanye joint?
The Good Life.
I used to have that playing on my when it came out. Y'all used to get to design your profile.
I don't remember if I had music on my MySpace page. It was more like I might have not had anything, honestly, because I think I went to other people's pages to listen to their music, and like I think I was more like, I don't know what to pick because everybody had like something really cool. And I was like, I don't want that song. I don't want that song because they had it. And I was like, all right, you know what? No music. I'm just going to have a really cool page. I'm just going to have the visual effects.
The visuals, that was it. That's crazy. I remember MySpace. I think I remember the pitch I used to have up and everything. Like, taking me back.
Yeah, so.
Well, you know, it had a good run. And then Facebook was like, go to sleep, young man. We'll take it from here.
I remember. Yeah. You know, it's crazy. I heard about Facebook, I think, like, maybe my freshman or sophomore year in high school is when I heard about Facebook. And it was, like, a friend of mine talking about it. And I was like, what the heck is that? She's like, you know, it's kind of like MySpace, but, like, it's for, like, because it was originally designed for, like, college and stuff like that. So she's like, it's for college and stuff. I'm like, oh, well, yeah, I ain't worried about that. And then, I went and looked it up, and then, I made one.
I think MySpace said the same thing. It was like, oh, for college? Don't even worry about that. Yeah. You should have been worried about that.
Yeah. So I ended up making one, and then, I ended up getting hooked. And then from that, you know, you get the Instagrams and Twitters, and it was just, that's it. It was over for me. Social media took over my life.
And, yeah, it took over everybody's life. R.I.P. to MySpace music. How's your bracket? Did you do a bracket? Mine's just pretty much done.
The only thing that hurt me, Ja Morant. I had so much faith in him at Murray State because he's so talented, and that just killed me because they got eliminated. I mean, I got Duke winning it all, so as long as RJ Barrett and Zion do their jobs, Cam Reddish and the crew, as long as they do their jobs, I'm pretty solid. Like my bracket isn't too bad because there was a few upsets, but nothing like crazy. Like a one didn't lose or a two didn't get eliminated, so I'm pretty solid so far. I just got a couple things. Like I thought Murray State would make it a little bit further because in college it's just like if you have that one superstar like a John Morant,
superstar, and they can usually carry you.
They could usually take you far. Unless it was like Ben Simmons, because Ben Simmons couldn't carry LSU to crap when he was in college.
Or Lonzo Ball. Who, by the way, did you see that his business partner, the guy that usually has been around, he's been a family 1.5. friend for 10 years, stole 1.5 and has a criminal history of fraud and stuff like that. So he was like, nah, you got to go. And then he ended up signing with Nike.
It's just like, I mean, okay, Lonzo is 20 something, right? I want to say early 20s.
Yeah.
So he's known this kid since Yeah, so he's known this kid since like elementary school.
Yeah, since he's
So,
10.
yeah, you would think that he wouldn't do that to you, but at the same time, you know this kid. So from the age of 10 to 21, you knew he was scamming. You knew he had got accused of fraud.
No,
And
but
I
I don't
get.
think he did know, because I don't think Lonzo knew.
How you got a friend for 10 years and you don't know he got accused of you don't know he has a
Well, I mean,
record for
he's
fraud?
older. He was older, but I'm saying, that's what I'm saying. Like, the guy, like, if you're 11 years old, you barely know what scamming and fraud is. So, like, you just growing up, that's like, oh, that's dad's friend. Like, whatever, he's
Oh,
cool. Like,
that's
he's
his
been
dad's
around.
friend.
It was his dad's friend. It wasn't his friend. It
Okay,
was his
I thought it
dad's
was his
friend.
friend. I'm like, yo,
No,
like your boy get
well, I mean,
caught with
yeah, he's
fraud.
like a family friend. No. He's like a family friend. Like, he grew up with his dad. Like, he was like a part of the family, basically. Like, when they was doing the shows, like the Ball in the Family, like, he was around. Like, you saw him. He was in the shows. He was just like a family friend. So, like, it's not like Lonzo at,
So LeVar ain't shit. Because LeVar should have told him.
Well,
Yeah,
yeah,
just
I
met
mean,
the game.
I would assume
Somebody
LeVar knew,
knew.
unless somebody didn't know. I'm saying, unless it was like in his past and he didn't tell nobody, and then it came out. Because that's what I'm saying. Like, even though, like, yeah, like, me and you cool. Like, if we start a business and then, but I'm not starting a business. Like, we super cool. We do podcasts. Where you've been in my wedding, all this stuff. But if I know you stole money from somebody, I'm not starting a business with you. So that's what I'm saying. I don't think
I wouldn't
anybody knew. I
expect you
think it
to.
just came out. Yeah, it probably just came out that this happened. And then it's like, oh, okay, wait, you did what? Oh, nah, you gotta go. But then my thing is, like, it's not even that they fired. Well, he was the co-owner too. So I guess you could fire him. But then it's like, now whatever. I guess he was doing a lot of the day-to-day stuff. So now it's like, you didn't even find somebody. So Lonzo was just like, you know what? I'm not even gonna try to keep that going. I'm gonna just go with Nagy, where I should have went anyway, and call it a day. That's why his ankles keep breaking, using balling in them
That's
big Baller Brand sneakers. That's why he
a
stay
fact.
injured.
Yeah, that's exactly why season. Yeah, playing in that, and his boy was taking the money. He wasn't even investing in quality shoes. He was taking the money. So,
Nah. He was just like, oh, you gonna give me how much for this for these stupid shoes? Oh, I ain't balling in them. Well, yeah, that's crazy. But on the
we
Lonzo
got.
topic, shout out to I thought we were gonna do all the sports stuff now too, because us is gonna take up on. Shout out to the Lakers for officially be eliminated from the playoffs.
Shout out to the Lakers. Shout out to
Shout out to the
D'Angelo
Lakers.
Russell. Shout out to D'Angelo
Shout out
Russell.
to D'Angelo Russell for it coming full circle. Even though it was his fault that he got removed from the Lakers for snitching on, but either way, shout out to him for being the one to eliminate the Lakers after they traded him away. So yeah, we are officially a lottery team. We're right as of right now, 4% chance to get the number one pick. As we keep losing and hopefully other people keep winning, we can at least bump that up to about 7-8%. That's all we need. Chicago at what, 6%? And they got Derrick Rose. So, that's all we need is a chance. So we are officially tanking.
Tank
LeBron is
mode.
probably gonna shut it down. Yeah, he's probably gonna load management, continue that load management. We don't wanna win. The whole team is hurt. So yeah, that's it. Luke Walton probably gonna put on a jersey soon and go out there and play him and Brian Shaw. So it's official. We are officially tanking. Shout out to us. Tank for Zion, tank for Ja, tank for RJ. We'll take any one of them.
Yeah, like those are the top three picks. I swear, if anybody else is a top three pick besides RJ, Zion, and Ja, I think the draft is a bust. Like, there's no one that anyone should be like, oh, yeah, this is just like a hidden talent. They take that hidden talent at like 10. Like, those three
He doesn't.
are just, like, they're
No, I
just
think those
world
are locked.
talent.
Those are
Yeah,
locked.
like,
I don't care what team is going. It's those are locked.
Zion is just a physical freak of nature. As LeBron was coming out of high school, Zion, I mean, RJ Barrett, his godfather and his dad both played in the NBA for very long time. Steve Nash, his dad, played for very many years. Like, I know they taught him the game at a different type of level, like mentality, like definitely Steve Nash at that. And Ja is just, he's just so athletic. Like, he's just, I don't know what's wrong with that kid. Like, he's just athletic. Like, there's something wrong. There's like springs in his calves or something. He can jump over everything and
Yeah,
anything.
and
And
he's not a big guy, but he gets up.
Yeah, like he's a point guard. He had a triple double in his first NCAA game. Like, it's the first game, dude. Like you're supposed to cruise through the first game and then you go hard. He went hard and got a triple double in his
Wanted to
first
make a
game.
statement. Wanted to make a
Word.
statement.
He had like 17 points, 16 assists, and like 11 rebounds. I'm like, dude, sit down somewhere. You got them all. You won. Sit down. Take a nap. But yeah, he's just a problem. So those three have to be the top three picks. If anybody else gets picked in the top three, I'm gonna call that GM and I'm like, you're an idiot.
Well, yeah, no, I think the other GMs will call and thank them for not picking him if they get
Well,
it.
yeah,
But
they might get a couple. Yeah.
but no, it's I think those are three on lock, and then everything else will play out. But yeah, so just shout out to LA for officially tanking, and now we don't have to hold our breath that maybe we'll make the playoffs. Nope, it's over.
My man said, "I'm built for this." Go ahead, D'Angelo. Talk your smack, D'Angelo Russell. Talk your smack. He's built for this.
No, he balled out. He's balling. I mean, I'm happy for him. I'm glad. I feel like, and it's crazy. Like just a couple of years ago, Julius Randle, D'Angelo, and Lou Williams are all on the same team, and they're all balling out right now. And they are none of them on
Definitely.
the Lakers anymore. So yeah, just shout out to the LA right now for just doing everything wrong. We really
Yeah,
appreciate it.
like if you think about it, they let go of those three for Lonzo.
Yeah, how'd that work out?
Yeah, that's just like moment of silence for that terrible decision. Like,
Yeah. Lonzo Ball. Jesus. Okay, anyway. Oh, did you see the Oh, go
did you see the Toy Story 4 trailer?
ahead. I must admit, I have not seen Toy Story 2 or 3. So
We're
4
about to
would
cut
be
this short, and I don't think I can talk to you ever again. What?
So yeah, I haven't seen. I mean, I'm not a big animated movie guy. Like the only animated movies that I go hard for was like Monsters, Inc. Monsters, Inc. was my stuff. Like I'm trying to think. I haven't really. Yeah, I've never really. I don't say even as a kid, I was never like big into like animated movies. I was just watching regular movies. Like I wasn't a big cartoon animated movie guy. I know it's bad. Toy Story is a classic. I know. I get it. I've seen the first one. I mean, I love the
No,
first
like,
one, but I just haven't seen the rest
I don't even know how we can continue talking and being friends. This is
I got
like
time, though. I got time to watch them. I got time to watch them.
you have plenty of time. You have plenty of time. But like for me, right? Okay, so like Toy Story 4, I'm actually like not that interested in. So all right. Toy Story 1 came out when I was like 5, because it came out in like 95. Okay, I was like 5 years old when it came out. So like like from there to like Toy Story 3 came out in like the early 2000s-ish. Like, I kind of like grew up with these toys. Like these are my toys at this point, And Toy Story 3 did bring like almost like a tear to my eye. I was like, damn, like this is crazy. This is the end. And then it came out with this. So I was like, this is stupid. Like it was a perfect way to end it at 3 to me. Okay, and then like they started leaking that 4 was gonna come out, and I was like, this is dumb. I don't want to watch it. So then the posters came out, no trailer, just posters, and I'm like, oh, this is gonna be depressing because it looks like Woody is saying goodbye in the poster. So like, is he gonna die? Does something really drastic happen where like these toys actually die? And I'm like, wow, this is gonna be heavy hitting. Like I'm gonna go see this by myself without my child. And then she can go see it because I don't know how I'm gonna react. So then the trailer comes out recently, and I'm back on the other side of like, I really don't care anymore. Like I'm gonna go watch it, but like now it's not like a thing of like emotional attachment. Now it's just like, now you got. I know you guys are just trying to get the money out of me, so I'm gonna you're gonna get my money, but like I don't care to like rush for the midnight show, like the day before. The premiere, like the Thursday premiere, like I'm not rushing for any of that stuff. Like, I'm gonna just go see it. So it's not that big of a deal anymore to me, but the big deal is that you haven't seen it yet. The other ones.
I'm sorry.
Like, what else haven't you seen? Did you not see like Finding Nemo? Did you not see like The Good Dinosaur? Did you not see like
I have no, I don't know what the Good Dinosaur is. I have seen Finding Nemo just in like being in places where like it was just on, and then I'm like ended up watching it. I've seen Finding Nemo, yes.
Okay, so are you aware? We're gonna have to cut this because this is gonna be a whole entire podcast. But have are you aware that like Pixar is its own universe, such as like Marvel is a universe? Are you aware of that?
I'm aware, yes.
Okay, so like that alone should like draw you in to like see the relation and stuff like that. Like Coco is in there. Like everything is related in Pixar, just as everything is related in Marvel. So like, yeah,
I
we're
mean, I
gonna
didn't
have to do
realize
this.
that. I know. I didn't know. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I don't know. I've just never been. I've never
we're gonna.
been just like I don't rush to see like the animated movies, and like I don't have kids or anything. Like so, it's not like all right, I'm going to see it for them, and then I get locked in. Like I just
You
not. I
can,
don't
if you need an excuse, you can borrow your goddaughter for a day
know. I'll
and
borrow
yeah, borrow
Layla.
Layla for a day and go to the movies to watch it. 'Cause like,
Yeah, also, I feel like yeah, I would be super weird going to those animated movies as a grown man, and there's a bunch of kids in there, and I'm by myself, just a grown man going to the theater.
well,
I don't
like
know.
with like Coco, when Coco came out, I really wanted to see it so bad. And that I would have felt weird going without Layla. So like I took her. Like but like Toy Story 4, because it started from like 95 until now, I feel like
Well,
you
yeah,
gotta be
that's more of
21 and up.
a yeah.
That's a
Yeah,
generational
because I
thing.
feel
Like
like yeah, most kids don't even know what Toy Story like Layla has no idea what Toy Story is. One, two, and
yeah.
three, because she wasn't even was she here? She wasn't even here for three.
No,
I
she
don't
wasn't here for
think. Was
three.
she? Yeah.
No.
So that's what I'm saying. So she so like yeah, so like yeah, of course for four it's more for adults.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying
Just like
I don't know.
when Incredibles 2 came out, I think I went twice, because when I went without Layla and when I went with Layla. Like Incredibles, I was just like, nah, like Layla, like you got to sit, you got to get a rain check, because you can't go right now, because I don't know what's gonna happen. And like it's Incredibles, like, you know, it was just like one of those
Yeah.
things. Like I think it depends on like the time frame of like is there like is there original, and how long was the original? Like Frozen 1 and 2, she can go see. That was her thing. Like she loves
That was her
Frozen.
thing, yeah.
So like that, I'm okay with like her going to see. I'm definitely taking her to go see Frozen 2. But like, yeah, like Toy Story 4, like girl, you better stay at home. Like
I
this is
saw the
me.
trailer for Frozen 2. It looks like dark. It looks
Yeah, I'm
like
like a little
yeah.
concerned, but I mean
I
it's Frozen, so hopefully something good happens.
know, we'll see. What else happened? Oh, did you see the video of the guy that thought he was cool when he or like he tried to he beat up the old lady on the train?
I did not watch the entire video, but like I've read a lot of stuff. I've seen like what I'm like I once I seen I don't think yeah I like once I
Was
seen
that a
it
long
start,
video?
yeah, like I
Yeah.
seen like I was scrolling on Twitter, and like, you know, like videos like automatically play, and I'm like, what the heck is this? I'm like, nah, chill, that's not many reckless. Like, and I just kept scrolling. I was like, I can't watch that. Like, it's just, dude, think you're a piece of crap.
Yeah, no, he's trash, but then the people who decided to just record, because I mean it's like the
Yeah.
main video of the person recording, but I'm sure there's other people because you can hear other people in the background, and I'm sure they had their phones out too. And my thing is just like, yo, how dumb are we? Or how, we are just really, we are such a heartless, and like, I want to be the first to like get this, what's going on, so I can post it. But and it's like instead of actually helping the lady, like at no point, like I'm watching a video, I'm like, all right, at some point, the first time I watched it, that's my first thing I'm thinking about, because like you hear whoever is holding the camera, he's just like, oh snap, oh, and I'm like, at
Yeah.
no point you thought, you know what, maybe I should put the phone down and help this old lady who is like trying to fend off and block her face from this dummy who's just kicking her in the face.
Yeah, like it's
He's just
just
straight up kicking her. And it's like nobody thought, I'm like, at some point, somebody's gonna run over, tackle him, get him off, like throw him off the train. And it's like, no, let's just record it. And so that now I can be the first one to post it and then hope it go viral. And then it's like, at the end of the day, you know what? Cool. It went viral, but nobody knows who it was that recorded it. Nobody cares. It's like, yo, you don't even have a 5 minutes of fame. It's like,
yeah,
cool,
like
we watched the video. Now nobody's going to your page for like, oh my God, let's see what else you post. Like, people are so dumb, yo. Our society is insane.
yeah, like it's everything is just, you know, for the quote unquote for the gram. Like, you know, it's just it even goes like with the stupid challenges. Like they had that like that condom challenge where like people were like sniffing them and like pulling them out of their mouth. I don't know if you guys saw that. Like, it's just people just do dumb things, and like, but now we're getting to the extreme part of it. It's just like where people like are getting attacked, and it's just like, no, like who cares if you're getting robbed or attacked or anything like that? Because I gotta be the first to show the world, like world star. Like, it's just we're in that. It's just getting worse and worse as time goes on. Where like we're so desensitized to the violence and everything that like nobody does care to help. We're just desensitized.
It's really crazy. It's really insane that, like, yeah, like, how can you be watching this old lady just keep? I don't care. What could she have done that was so bad that makes you want to now punch and kick her in the
Yeah,
face?
like I don't even
Like, I
care.
don't, like,
I don't even
it
care
wasn't like it was a
if
bunch.
she's like a
Yeah, I don't
older
know.
racist and said some very hateful things to me. Like, I'm not gonna beat up an old person. Like, even if somebody's like my age and is like super racist, like I'm walking by and they make racist comments, I'm not gonna be like, oh yeah, now we gotta fight. I'm like, yo, you're that ignorant. Like, I'm gonna just walk away. Like, it's just not that. There's nothing somebody could say that would like make me attack, especially an elder person. Like,
Yeah, like it's all right though. They caught him and he's gonna get
oh
waxed in prison. In jail, they gonna let him have it. Oh my God. What you gonna say? What you in for? Oh, you know, I had the, you know, old lady was talking, so I had to beat her
they're gonna be
up.
like, what?
What?
Well, you talking, I don't like what you're saying. Come
Yeah.
here. Let me talk to you.
Oh my God. And then it was what made it worse, he was like, world star that. Now, because it's like, oh yeah, you knew you was he like, all right,
Yeah, he knew
cool,
he was gonna go
we're a
viral.
little past world star now. You made a world star, but you also made
Yeah.
jail. So have fun with that. Yeah. People is insane, man. I can't. It's like, oh man.
All right, the last thing I have before we get to the most important thing. Amelia Clarke, she had two brain aneurysms during the early seasons of Game of Thrones and almost did not make, like, you know, she couldn't do it almost. And I was just like, wow, like the amount of dedication I'm sure she had to like put in, and like the stress probably is what led to it. Like, it's a lot. And I'm sure like they're all like, I'm pretty sure a lot of them are going through therapy right now with it ending, because like they just can't take like the mental stress of like it finally ending. Like, these are people you've been around for like 10 years. Like, and a lot, like it's not just 10 years of like a couple hours a day. It's not like work. Like, they put in way more than like regular work. Like, it took how many hours to film just the final fight scene. Like, these people are your family, and like I'm sure they'll keep in touch, but like the fact that it's ending, I'm sure was like very stressful. Like, if I had to spend like 16 hours a day with one individual, and then like for 10 straight years, 16 hours a day, I'm just gonna go with that. Not just 8 hour shift, I'm gonna go double shifts, 16 hours a day. And then like out of nowhere, you're like, okay, like you guys are no longer like gonna be hanging out doing this thing every day. We have a routine we do every day.
I mean, most people,
It's
yeah, most of them, that's what I mean, you know, like for like the bigger stars, they've done in between, you know, they do a move a different movie here or there, but for the most part, that's what they live for. Like that's what they'll forever be known for. Like it doesn't matter what Jon Snow does ever again, he will be Jon Snow. It doesn't matter what Khaleesi's does, she will always be Khaleesi. Like Sansa will always be Sansa.
Like,
Cersei will always be Cersei. Like they will always be these characters no
yeah,
matter
like,
what. Like they've like created characters that will live on forever. Just like Robert Downey Jr. will be Iron Man. Thor will
yeah,
always be Thor. Like it
Harry
doesn't matter what they
immortalized.
do because these are such iconic. Yeah, they are such iconic characters that it doesn't matter. They could win an Academy Award for something else, but they will always be these characters. Yeah.
Yeah, like I think if like Sansa wins an award for like the new X-Men that's coming out, being the Phoenix, like I'm gonna be like, oh, like Sansa won an award. Like, I'm not gonna say her actual name.
Exactly. That's her name. No, I don't even know her real name. I don't know. But
Sophie
yeah.
Turner,
Oh,
Sophie Turner.
Sophie something. Sophie Turner.
Yeah,
Yeah.
like,
Yeah, nah,
yeah,
Sansa's better. Sansa sounds better.
it's just, that's how it is. So yeah,
Yeah.
it's just rough.
I mean, yeah, I read that. I mean, that's tough, but she pushed through. And kept it going. That's, I mean, it's commendable. You know, shout out to Daenerys Targaryen. I mean, I don't
I'm
know.
ready.
What else? Is there any other peasant news that we need to discuss before we get to
I mean,
the main event
the
here?
main event, I mean, like, do you want to talk about any of the previews that were before the movie, or do you want to skip the previews? Like, is there anything
Were there any
that a couple things
previews?
caught my eye in the previews, like a bunch of other stuff I really didn't care about, but a couple things did catch my eye, like Pet Sematary.
Well, that preview from Pet Sematary looks okay. I mean, before I didn't know the premise of it, and then I like saw, and then I actually paid attention to the trailer, and I was like, "Oh, okay, it's different. That's interesting." I mean, I'm not a huge just scary
Yeah.
person, scary like horror, scary movie guy, so like I probably won't go see it. But I was
So
like,
like
okay, you know, that's an
that caught
interesting
my eye.
concept.
I've never seen the first two John Wicks. Don't judge me. I don't know if you have.
What? Wait
Oh,
a minute.
damn.
Wait a
See?
minute. Wait a minute. You got at me for Toy Story. Oh, thank you for telling me that. You got at me for Toy Story, but you haven't seen any of the John Wicks? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Well, you
I'm sorry.
got time to go see them, but you know, go see them.
You know, it's
Please,
funny.
go see them.
I have, like, I literally went to the movies to go see Us, and like I pulled out my notes, like, in my iPhone, and I'm like typing as like stuff is going on, you know, like take notes. And I wrote for John Wick, I put have to see the first two.
Yes, you should. Oh, you was taking notes on the trailers too. You was
Yeah, I
ready.
was like, because like I wasn't sure if we were gonna talk about the trailer, so like I just put like a sentence like for each trailer, like want to see, don't care about. For John Wick, I put have to see the first two. Some of the stuff I put like don't care about, like the
That
Hollywood joint that's coming out with Brad Pitt and Leonardo. I didn't care about it. That's like a eh.
What? Well, I mean, I don't really know. I mean, I just can't because I love Tarantino
Okay.
and I love Leo, and I'm like, they're gonna make magic. And then you throw Brad Pitt in there, but I just don't really know what the story is about.
It
Like,
just,
based on the trailer, I can't really tell what it's
yeah, like,
about. But I'm sure that whatever it is, it's gonna be dope. You don't sleep on
I'm
Tarantino.
sorry, but I'm super, super in with this movie because I'm just like, okay, it's just about like what, like, I feel like it's almost like a, like, I know it's not, but it seems like a documentary in the trailer, like, oh, like, what is your job as a stunt double? And like, he's just talking about like what his life is like doing and being a stunt double. Like, it looks like it's a movie about how to make a movie, and I'm not into that.
No, you just gotta wait for the once that second trailer drops, the more full trailer,
Yeah,
then
then I
you'll be
might be
like,
like, yeah.
you just gotta, no, you just gotta rock with it. Tarantino don't make bad movies.
The
He don't.
Booksmart joint looks hilarious because it reminds me of Superbad.
It is. That's all it is. It's Superbad with
It,
drugs.
but I'm so here for it. It looks so funny. And the Ma joint, what, Octavia Spencer? All my.
Where Octavia Spencer,
I put
yeah.
must see
I
in
was
all
telling Carney, I
caps.
was like, it's different
Must see
though.
in all
Yeah,
caps.
I was like, it's different though when you see like a black person act crazy because it's like
Yeah.
it just hit home a little bit more. Because he was
Yeah.
like, oh yeah, my mom has definitely gave me that look. But she was on the borderline of just like being like snapping and being my like I've definitely like done something I wasn't supposed to do and I got that look and I was like that one hit home a little bit more. Or you see other other ethnicities play the crazy role. It's like, oh, okay, yeah, that was cool. When you see like Octavia Spencer play it, it's like, oh yeah, my mom is definitely giving me that look. So like that's what she was on. So she was real close to snapping.
I was like, wow. Like, I'm like watching, I'm like, okay, yeah, like, oh, I'm like, I'm like, yo, it's a little weird that they're chilling in her basement. Like, we can't go upstairs. What are you doing upstairs? And then, like, they go upstairs, and you don't see what's upstairs, but she grabs her, and then it cuts. And then, like, she starts texting them, making videos. And I'm thinking that she was, something happened to her while she was in school, Octavia Spencer. And she's like, she went crazy from it. Like, I don't know if, like, something sexual, like she got like attacked by like people, or she was bullied and she was like the outsider looking in. She never got invited to the party, so now she's throwing the party. Like, I don't
So now she wants to just that acceptance. Yeah. She just wants to be a part of the
know.
party or
Yeah,
something like
so
that. I don't know, but I'm excited to
yeah,
see it.
so
Yeah.
those were,
Yeah. And it's to see Octavia Spencer in a role like
yeah,
that.
so those are the ones I really cared about. The rest of the stuff, I'm just like, eh, didn't really care too much about the other things.
Yeah. I didn't really care for that Booksmart one. I don't know. I felt like the jokes were forced. Like it wasn't for me, it wasn't like, eh. I'm okay. But you'll tell me how
Yeah,
it is.
no, I definitely will.
You let me know. Yeah. But all right, let's get to the main event now.
Yeah.
Because we've been,
Tiptoeing.
you know, I've I'm on record as being like a hard, harsh, at least from you, a harsh movie critic. But I've been excited about this. I made it known that I was excited, and then after I saw it, I text you and told you you have to go see it. Like, I think I saw it Thursday night, and I text you and was like, "Yo, go see it before we record the podcast."
Yeah. Because
I want to talk about it, and if you don't see it, we're gonna have it.
So texted me Thursday. I was at work, and you're like, "Yo," I was like, "What happened?" And you're just like, "Go see it before Saturday. Like, you don't have a choice." And I was like, "Okay." Like, once you sent me that text, like, I didn't have a choice. Like, I had to go see it before Saturday. And I was like, chills. Like, I got super excited. And I'm like, okay. I went running around, like, my job. I'm, like, going to everybody. I'm like, don't expect anything out of me Sunday. I'm probably going to see this movie, like, 16 times. Like, Sunday when we come back to work, I'm going to be super exhausted. I'm probably going to see this movie 1,000 times. I'm going to watch so much stuff on it. And they're like, why? I'm like, because – like, one of the harshest people I know told me that it's a must-see. So, like, it's a must-see on top of a must-see. Like,
yeah.
So I was, like, super, like you said, you had high expectations for Get Out at first. And then, like, it let you down. Mm-hmm. And then, like, a second time around, you were like, oh, okay, like, this is a really good movie. Like, it's great. I had those same high expectations for Us going into it, not only because the trailer was exciting and the music, but – you, like, yeah, like, besides the trailer and the music, you really got me hyped for it, and I'm like, super high expectations, and this movie did not disappoint in any phase of the movie. Did it disappoint me?
No.
So
okay, so spoiler starting now. So we gave you 36 minutes of no Us. So from here on out, if you have not seen the movie yet, we advise you to just fast forward, or just, we understand if you stop listening, because this is probably going to be until the end of the podcast. But yes. Okay. So I don't even know where to begin.
I'm going to go with the opening, like, lines, like, where, like, there's a bunch of underground tunnels that are unused. That's very true. Yep. Because if anyone wants to go on YouTube and look up, it's like a Denver airport conspiracy theory. There's two airports in Denver. One is like built in like early, like I forget how many years old, like it's very, very old. And then they built a new airport around in the early 2000s, which is around 2007. They built a second airport. There's nothing advanced about the airport. It's actually like a little bit smaller. Like it's about the same size, maybe, if not a little bit smaller than the original airport. So it's like no technological advances. Like, nothing. Everybody's like, why'd they build a second airport? And, like, the airport from a bird's eye view is, like, it looks like a swastika. And there's underground tunnels all under this airport. And, like, you know, nobody knows what it's for. There's a sprinkler system, but it's all cement under there. So why do you need sprinklers? Like, it's – so mm-hmm. There's a big conspiracy theory about with the Denver airport. So that alone, once I've seen this, I'm like, yeah, I'm sure there's more places like that. And it just gave me chills. I'm like – It was just like, wow, like, what is going on? Like, and I was just like, wow, like, I don't know, like, I was just confused. I'm like, okay, so they're going to go somewhere dark with this, because they're talking about the tunnels and stuff like that. So it came, they started with some real information that, like, they felt maybe you needed to know. Mm-hmm. And then it goes into the movie, and, you know, they're at the, you know, it's 86, right? It starts off.
86, yeah, 1986.
Yeah, so 86 starts off, and so this takes place before Get Out, and I do believe they're in the same, like, universe, same, like, a timeline, and this takes place before Get Out. So, like,
But which is also interesting about 1986 is that, which most people who, unless you read the book, you wouldn't know, one of the very few books that I've actually read in life. 1986 is a book by George Orwell, I believe, and it's about coming out of, like, the system. There's, like, the whole concept of, like, the government and Big Brother, and how, like, you know, like, Big Brother, like, the government is watching you, the Big Brother is watching you, and how, like, there's this one person who was, like, anti-Big Brother, and how he tried to, like, basically ruin the establishment. But I feel like that was a very interesting, like, it was done in 1986, and then now, like, the government created these, tethered in 1986, had this whole system, but there was one who was, like, anti the establishment, like the red, well, not red. It would be, yeah. Well, it would be Adelaide because she switched. But, and how she was like different from the rest. And then how she ended up now, leading a revolution against the established government. So just something like, if you didn't read the book, you wouldn't know, but the book is called 1986 and it's about that. And so for her to do that, I was like, oh, okay, cool. One of the very, like maybe one of the one books I read in high school that I was supposed to read in my English class, I actually read it. And it was like one of the best books I've ever read.
Everything comes full circle.
So that was like just small, like little detail that I also picked up on. So what are we going? So then, yeah, they are, go to present day. Okay. So like, after you watched it, like, cause I know you were telling me, so you realized Adelaide was like an actual, yes. She was the actual tethered one. You realized that after the twin. You killed
yes.
the one twin so with the scissors.
I noticed that because like, yeah. I was like, usually I wouldn't catch that, honestly, but like, because I really wanted to give, like, I wasn't sure if I'd be able to, because, like, I had a hectic weekend, but, like, because I wasn't sure if I could see it a second mm-hmm. time, I was, like, I was looking at, like, and especially with, like, Get Out, how I knew every little detail wasn't by accident. Like, everything was for a purpose now, watching Get Out more than once.
Yeah.
I was, like, okay, like, every little thing is, like, there's every sound, every, like, even the paint on the walls, like, I gotta look at every little detail. Like, so I was super nitpicky with this film. So once the son comes in to get his mom and she's killing the twin and she's like, she has like this growling, she's like growling almost like standing over the body. And it reminded me of the little boy, the tethered little boy with the mask. And he was growling. He couldn't talk. I'm like, okay, that's too similar. Like maybe that she's the tethered one. Like, I don't know. I was like, I was skeptical. I wasn't sure, but it was like a question. I'm like, and I had it in my notes. I'm like, maybe Adelaide is the tethered and it's like a switch, or there was two clones and the original one died. Like that was my two things. It was one or the other. So yeah, mm-hmm. once you get to the end and you find out the switch, I was like, yes, I called it. Like I was so happy that I knew it ahead of time. I was like, yeah, Jordan Peele, you didn't get me, Jordan Peele. But like, there's so much more than just like, go ahead, keep going.
So I think one of the biggest, and I was like, cause like me and like I was telling you, like, yeah, me and Courtney went to see it Thursday night, and like we got home and we spent like the next 2 or 3 hours just trying to like just laying in bed trying to like figure it out. We were like, wait a minute. Like my mind was consumed with it. Like I could not, I was just trying to like really like understand, like, okay, cool. So like, I was trying to figure out, like one of the big questions I had is like morally, who's right and who's wrong? Or is there like a right and wrong between Adelaide and Red? Because it's like, Adelaide grew up, like she was like the actual tethered. So up until however old they were, like when they were little girls, however old she was, she had grew up that whole point being different, but having to be stuck down there with a bunch of people who are like, just like gone crazy, who are just basically shells with no soul. So they they just basically mirror what's going on above, but they can't control it. Like they have no sense to like, oh yeah, cool, we can just go up this escalator and be free, because it wasn't like there was no security. It wasn't like they were being monitored. It was just like, just throw them down there and just let them live down there. But she was different. So it's like, okay, you grow up with that now where you're eating raw rabbit and you get like the worst of everything, but she's the only one that's aware that like there's something like if I just go above, like there's something better. So she had to live with that. And then Red, who was like the main one, you know, she's just a little girl, whatever, she wanders down there. So I'm like, okay, cool. At 10 years old, if you grow up and that's all you know is pain and hardship, you naturally become like the person who doesn't think that like, oh, okay, we can both make it to the top. It's like a crab in a barrel mentality. It's like, I need to like knock you down in order to get what I need. So it's like at 11 years old, is that right? No, it's not right. But, and it was like, she was definitely on some devious stuff because she like handcuffed her so that she couldn't come up, which is what she said at the end. Like, yo, we could have, like, I thought about it and I thought about how, that's what Red said when they were in the classroom at the end. She was like, yo, I never stopped thinking about you. And I just thought like how it could have been if we would have both just went up together versus you like handcuffing me and leaving me down there. So in that case, I get it. She's wrong. But then now Red ain't really right, because it's like, I get you want revenge and now you become cold and you become evil. But then it's like, now to like stage a plan to kill every clone, like, well, like to kill for the tethered to kill every real person. Like, cool. If you want to make a statement with the hands across, y'all want to just go up and hold hands across America. That's one thing. But now it's like, nah, not enough. I want y'all, we're going to kill every single one. And then
I think she did that because it's either you kill them or they kill you, because like the souls have to align. And I think the souls align once one person dies. One of the two had to die for this. Like,
but I don't think that, but it was like they would kill because they would kill and then they would just go stand in line. It wasn't like they tried to act like the other person. They just went, because that's what happened. Like with like the Jeremiah 11 dude, he killed his one and then just went and stood on the beach. It's not like he tried to pretend like he was him or like any of the other ones. It was like once they killed the other ones, and then it's like that's what I feel like that was like the plan. It wasn't like we want to become them, because they could have killed them and then just tried to blend in. Like they just would like kill and then it's like, all right, cool, I did my job and I just stood in line. And like the funny thing is, like they never killed anybody that wasn't their own.
Yeah.
Like they didn't kill another one that wasn't their tether. Like they only killed that tether, and then it was like that's it, which is like very interesting. Like that's what I'm saying. Like, I mean, we didn't hear what the details was, but like I was just breaking down everything because I'm like, all right, cool. Like, and then if you really think about it, Red never killed anybody.
No, he did not.
So like everybody else in the movie has killed somebody except Red. But it's like even like the other, like the, and then the tethers never killed anybody that wasn't their own copy. So I'm just like, all right. So I'm just like, I'm breaking down every little thing, every single little thing. But I was like trying to figure out, I'm like, all right, cool. Like who's more wrong in this situation? Is it Red?
The government is more wrong.
Like doing all of this? I get it. I mean, of course, the government, the government for sure. But between the two, because it's like, after you watch it and you see that Red was like the real one and she was like just stuck down there for all of these years and was staging her revenge, you kind of feel, so you go from like thinking she's the bad one and rooting for Adelaide to like end to end, you'd be like, oh snap, I kind of get it. Like she stole her life, so she wants her life back.
Like I would probably plot revenge too, and that he's down there for all those years. Like, yeah, you become one of them, you become cold. You just,
like she said, you just rule by anger and hatred. So it's like, and because she's different, so she knows what's going on. The rest of them don't know that there is another life. Yeah. That's all they know. So that they think that's all it is. But she knows to know that, like, now I came from like where like there isn't upstairs, and like, but which is also weird too, because it's like, why not just go back upstairs? Like eventually you got out of the handcuffs. Why not just like, all right, cool. You know what? I'm just gonna go back up the escalator and
I think
go back and live my life. Like the rest of them, I get. Like,
I want to say like, eventually it was just a mindset. I want to say like she knew she was going to come back eventually, but like at the same time, like they were tethered. So when Adelaide, the fake Adelaide, and her man, like when they got together and they had their first kid, like the man, I feel like it's almost like I want to say like rape, because she didn't want to sleep with the tethered, like Abraham, I think it was his name, right? So like,
yeah,
she
Abraham,
wanna,
yeah.
And she, wanted, she was forced to sleep with them because they were doing it upstairs. So like she had to sleep with somebody she didn't love. Like she actually had feelings. Like he didn't have feelings, but he did it. He slept with her because they were, so it's almost like she got raped and had to have two kids. So like, yeah, like it's.
Yeah, it just had to happen because that's what was going on upstairs. So like, yeah. Which is like
it's
interesting.
Rough,
yeah.
Man. Like,
but then so like, yeah. So like one of the, when I was reading, like, one of the things that they were talking about is like, it's like the whole thing of like the duality, and but it's also like a class thing, like classism.
Yeah.
Because if you think about it, it's like basically, because it's like the regular Adelaide, not Red, like the regular ones, like they were, you know, they were like middle class or whatever. And I think that was the thing you sent. That they were like, you know, they were middle class. They weren't like the richest, but they weren't poor. But they were like aspiring to be like their white friends. Like the white friends were like rich, had the automated house, the nice boat, the nice car. but they like hated each other. They could not stand each other, and then they were kind of aspiring to be that. Meanwhile, Red is down below, so she's like the poor. It's like poor middle class and rich, and that kind of like that kind of idea of like the poor people just like they don't take, they're not taking anything for granted, because it's like, yo, this is what I like, especially for Red. She's like, I had this, and this was fine. Like, I would go back to that, but now I'm living below. I'm living like below my means, and like I know this better. Meanwhile, like the middle class, like the regular people, like they had it. It was okay. Like their family was like, you know, they had a nice family, and like they were aspiring for more instead of just being accepting what you have and being like being grateful for that. So it was like that idea of classism, which is like a whole nother thing. And then I think another the whole find yourself, and I think that whole theme was just like about like basically like finding yourself below the surface,
okay,
kind of thing. Because it was like you go down, it was like finding us, because it's like it was like basically because Adelaide was like hiding this dark secret of like what she had done, because she's like, all right, cool, I like switched these people, and I'm gonna try to bury that below the surface. But it's like finding yourself below, like below the surface, and like finding yourself and like trying to hide your secret and like not address like those deep dark secrets, but like they always come to the light anyway, kind of thing. Which is like, so I was like,
do you think it's possible that like when Adelaide and Red switched, that like she almost like forgot like that she was the tethered one until like they had to go back?
No, I think she remembered. No, I think she always knew, because that's what I think when she was like, I think that's why she didn't want to go to the beach so bad, because she knew what was at the beach. Because, I mean, they had been back to that summer home, which I guess is one thing. It's like, cool, we can come to the summer home, but as long as we don't go to the beach. Because when she got there, that's when she was like, she just started, all of the coincidences started happening. She started, all of those things that reminded her of what she, of being at the beach, and like the Jeremiah 11:11 guy, and everything just lining up, and just that dark light. And that's what she said, that I feel like there's a dark cloud following me, because she knew what she had done. And so it's like, you try to like, you do something bad, and it's like, you know, you try to hide it, but like the guilt of it, and like knowing like, all right, something doesn't feel right. And that's what she said. I feel this dark cloud over me. And that's what she was like, I just want to go. And she didn't even want to go to the beach in the first place, because now it's like, she knew what happened at the beach when she got out. And so like knowing that that thing is there, knowing that, that like that where you could go down and where all of the tethered are. And it's like, I don't even want to be anywhere near that, just for the sake of like, and that, which is also another reason why she was so protective of Jason, her son, because it was like, you know, what happened to her? She wandered off and ended up switching. So it's like Jason could do the same thing. And she knows that like she might not be the only one that's different like that, with who has that connection. So like, what if Jason's tether now has that connection, and Jason ends up wandering off now, and he goes down and he switches? But I definitely think that.
Okay, Jason, I was gonna get there next. I was gonna jump into that right after you got done. I was like, "Well, Jason might have got switched." That theory was amazing, and that's like, I didn't get to watch it the second time, but the second time I'm gonna pay more attention to Jason, because it made so much sense.
I did. Yeah,
it made so much sense.
I did, because
they complained about him being so different now,
and then at the beach,
like he was.
He's so different. He doesn't know the magic trick anymore, because remember, he was like, last year, I left this here last year, and he was trying to do the magic trick, and he couldn't do it. And she was like, well, just tell us what it is, and we can imagine it. And he was just like, and then he couldn't really do it, because he didn't really know it. And then at the beach, I don't know if you were paying attention, but at the beach, he dug tunnels and not sandcastles. And I'm like, you only dig tunnels. You dig what you know. Like, if you don't know sandcastles, all you've known is tunnels your whole life, then that's what you're going to. That's what you're going to dig. And I was like, okay, I feel like he definitely got switched at some point. Because there was such a connection between him and the other one. So remember, like, because, like, they would, like, do, like, the mirror when him and the Pluto, who was, like, the red version of him. Like, when they were in the closet, like, they would mirror and they would do the same thing. And then when he was in the fire, like, they would connect it like that. Where, like, so it's like, it was, like, definitely a bigger connection with those two. So I feel like he may have got switched at some point. Yeah, and then the fact that Pluto's mouth was burnt, I feel like that had something to do with it. Almost like he couldn't, to know that he got switched, but then he can't speak, kind of a thing.
He
you couldn't know what
tell
saying?
Anybody he got switched.
Yeah. He couldn't tell anybody because Red knew how to speak, she could have taught Jason English. So that's how he would have known English, to be able to like go up now if he gets switched, to be able to talk and now Pluto is down there. He was actually the real one, but then he burns, his mouth is burned, so he can't speak. So then he just kind of becomes like that dog like thing where he's just loyal to Red, but he can't speak. And
yeah,
you don't know. I'm like full of theories, bro.
Yeah, that's a big reason why, like, when he goes into the fire, like, Adelaide, the tethered one, is just like freaking out because, like, that's not her son, but she raised that one for up until like the year before, you know. So, like, it is her son, but it's not her son.
Yeah, before she switched.
Then Red takes the tethered one, and she doesn't kill him. She can't kill him because that's the one she raised. That's her son, you know, like, it's one of those, like, stepmom things, like, you know, like, I didn't give birth to you, but I raised you for, like, 11 years, so you're mine, she couldn't kill him.
Exactly.
Even if she wanted to, like, you know.
Yeah, so it's the it's the same reason why Adelaide freaked out when he was in a fire, and then she took him.
He knows who his real mom is and who his tethered mom is, he knows the difference, because when he walked into the house and saw his mom killing the twin, he was, like, looking at her, like, kind of funny. And then at the end of the movie...
Yeah, he was like, that's tethered behavior.
He's like, I know that from somewhere. Yeah. And then, like, at the end of the movie, he's looking at her, and she has that little smirk, like, they have that little eye, and he pulls the mask. Like, damn it. Like...
Yeah. I think it's, like, kind of like either all God or just kind of like, all right, well, you know, we both made it. We both made it out kind of thing. So say nothing. Because that's what she said. Yeah. And then even early on before the Reds got there, she was in the bedroom and she was like, just stick close to me and I'll protect you kind of thing. Like, so, like, there was always that kind of connection. Like, she was extra protective of him. And now it kind of made sense why. I'm like, all right. Yeah. Like, it all makes sense now. But yeah, no, it's like, it was so much. There was something else that I was like, I wanted to talk about when it came to it.
I love the comic relief that the husband provides, my man M'Baku.
It was fun. Yeah, his comic relief was good. But then I also felt like I was trying to figure out were they copies too, just because, like, some of the stuff that they did just didn't seem like normal. Like, I don't know. It was just like, there was a dynamic of like, he definitely didn't feel like he was, like, the man in the relationship. Like, it felt like it was, like, that dynamic of, like, Adelaide was running stuff, and, like, he was just, because even, like, if you think about the dynamic of Red and Abraham, like, Red ran everything, and, like, she told Abraham, like, all right, go get him. They did it. Like, she was running things, and it kind of felt like that, again, like, that duality of, like, that's how it was in, like, the normal world, where it's, like, Adelaide was kind of like running things, and then like Gabe was just kind of like doing as she said kind of thing. Because even he didn't strike me as like the protector and like the relationship. Yeah, like Adelaide was the one that went after the boy. She was the one that was like going ham. Like, nah, we about to like. She was the one. He was like, nah, stay in the car. She would get out the car and trying to be that protector
I even laughed when he walked out with the bat. He's like, you want to get crazy? We can get crazy. I'm like, dude, if you don't sit your butt down, like, if you don't go inside, try to lock that door. Like, it was but I don't think that means like he was switched. He might just not be like, you know. And it was nice. I don't know if it was on purpose, but it was nice to see like the opposite. Cause like, you know, when he played M'Baku in Black Panther, like he was a man, like a manly man. And it was more like a softer role. It's definitely a complete turnaround for him. So definitely, I guess I want to say almost tested his acting skills. And he definitely played the role. Like, I liked it. He was great to me. The daughter was fantastic. Like, she has a bright future. I think she was fantastic in the movie.
She was. I just like her, like that devious smile. Just got me. I was just like, that devious smile.
Oh wait, actually, her tethered did kill someone that wasn't her. She stabbed the guy.
But she didn't. He didn't kill him. She cut him, but he didn't die. Like, he didn't die.
Okay, we didn't see him die. But she did.
That's my only thing. We didn't see him die because, like, when you look at it, like the first, like, because I watched it twice and I watched it. Because I was thinking about that theory, like, they only just kill their tether? And so, like, she kind of, like, slices him a little bit, but we don't see her kill him. So that's why, like, I can't say that. And that was the only time. So we don't, it's not like she, like, stabbed him. It was, like, almost like a slice a little bit, like, maybe across, like, the leg or like the stomach or something, but it's not like he was dead. So like that's why I'm holding on to the theory that they only kill their copy and they don't, and then it's like, all right, cool, we move along.
Okay. Yeah, like yeah. If I ever forget anything ever again, if I ever forget how to do something, I'm like, am I switched? Was I switched at some point? Like, I'm going to start questioning myself.
Yeah, if you start acting weird and it's like I bring up something from the past and you don't remember, I'm going to be like, oh, yeah, you're not real. Yeah, like, yeah. You wasn't here.
There was a lot of like the symbolism in the outfits, because they had the red jumpsuits similar to the Michael Myers blue jumpsuit. They had the Freddy Krueger glove on.
Oh, there was a some said it was a Freddy Krueger glove. Some said it was
I heard it was both. Like it was
because like with the Thriller shirt the girl was wearing, and then like
I heard it was a combination of the two. Like they had the jumpsuits on, and like you know they were. I forget why they originally said the jumpsuits, and then they said it's also a nod to Michael Myers. Like it could be one or the other or both. Like you know like. The one glove, because of Thriller 86, it was so big, but also horror films Jason and not Jason, Freddy Krueger, like those are big.
Freddy Krueger, Friday 13. That's Jason. Nightmare.
Like those are big, so like that's also why it worked for both. Like you know, you had the one glove, Michael Jackson. It's one glove for Michael Jackson, and it's also the same exact Freddy Krueger gloves throughout the claws. Like it's a kind of a both deal. But like,
yeah, no, I think it was a tribute to both because during that year,
they so it was just huge. Like everything, man.
Oh. And then there was like the one racial thing, because even though this wasn't about race, there was the one thing, and I think Courtney caught it, and she said that like when the white friend had like Adelaide locked up, and she was gonna cut her face, but she didn't, and she ended up cutting her own face. She said that the symbolism of that, because at first I was thinking like, oh, she didn't do it because she was on orders. Like she had orders not to like harm Adelaide. Like Red told her, like, don't do anything, just hold her. But then she was saying, because you remember when they were on a beach and the white girl was like, I had a little work done. And then she showed Adelaide and she was like, oh yeah, but you know, you don't need it. So I think that was like a symbolism of like, she looked at like Adelaide's face and was like, oh, she has like a perfect face. And then she cut her own face to try to make herself look like that kind of a thing. Kind of how like sometimes like how like, you know, it was like a thing where like, you know, white people would try to do things to try to look more black, whether it was like full of lips that's or like cutting their face or adding stuff like that. So I feel like, so like that was like the only like racial thing, kind of like because if you notice the white girl had the scar, she had marks on her face, I guess because of the dual world. So like when above, like the girl,
she had to cut herself.
I guess she just did it. Like she said, like that she had to cut herself because they just do everything themselves. Yeah. There are no doctors. So I think she saw her face and was like, oh, she has a good face. Now I want that face. So then she ended up cutting herself. But yeah, that was like the one, like the racial, I guess like the racial undertone of that. Of just kind of like white people feeling like they need to like look black or whatever, so, or like do things.
I think
like
this took place.
So yeah, I was.
I'm assuming this took place before Get Out, because I'm assuming like the government tried to do the cloning and like control the people above as puppets, like control them. When in fact it was the other way around. Like the people above were controlling the people downstairs. Like the people downstairs were the more or less the puppets.
Yeah,
and then they abandoned them, and they went to the Get Out phase where they did the transplants. Like you know, like that was the second phase.
They just do the transplants.
It just wasn't working.
Yeah, I read that thing. Where it was like that was like the first way to do it, was to try to like do the clones and then control them, and then that one didn't work. Then they went to the Get Out approach of just like putting their consciousness in them so that you keep the soul, but then you because it was before like you would create the body, but you had no soul. But this one it was like you keep the soul, or you kind of keep both in there. But then that didn't work because like. Yeah, because then in Get Out, like that didn't really work, because then like the black soul was still in there trying to fight to get out. And so it was like,
I'm assuming the third film in this will be a more advanced, like they figured it out, or it's going to be even more like a more animalistic approach, like before something before like the 80s, where they're like something before us, where they did something a little more animalistic.
Yeah. I'm already looking forward for sure. All right, Jordan. I see what you got going on here, and I'm subscribed.
Sure. Like this was so amazing. Lupita was incredible. Like,
Yeah, no, she was great. And I was reading interviews. I mean, I was like looking at interviews and stuff where she was just saying how like, you know, they were asking her like, is it scary to kind of play that role? And she's like, no, because it's like I'm looking at her basically a green dot the whole time. So it's like I'm just like, and like for all of them to try to like, because it's like like they're acting against nobody. Like there's nobody there, and it's for them to like put on those roles. But I was looking at something that said, that she would never play the same character on the same day. So she only played Red on certain days, and she only played Adelaide on certain days. So I guess it was like if it was like Monday, Wednesday, Friday, she's only Red so that she could stay locked into that character and not try to flip flop. But she's like Red for half the day and then Adelaide for the other day. And because somebody was like they were talking about her, it was like a clip of like how she got the voice down, like the voice of Red. And they were saying that like, you know, when she came to do it, you know, she went heavy trying to like figure out the right voice. It's some kind of like main disease, not disease, but like a mental thing that people have, and it causes their voice to go in and out. And then she like did that with like her dialect coach and another coach to try to find the voice. But they were saying that like they would make sure, like they set it up to where like she would only be Red on certain days so that she, because she would be locked into that character. And then the one of the producers was like, clearly like small talk wasn't really a thing. But he was like, I would try to have small talk where I would like off takes, and like it just wasn't really working because she was so locked into being Red. And then like, you know, and then the other day she would just be Adelaide. So I was like, yo,
So
it's crazy. But yeah, no,
do you have the so do you have the scripture on hand, the Jeremiah 11:11?
Yeah. So it's a therefore thus saith the Lord, behold, I will bring evil upon them, which they shall not be able to escape, and though they shall cry out for me, I will not hearken unto them.
That's so heavy. So
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, there like no like there was I don't know if that was more of a biblical thing or like 'cause like I they everyone calls like the cops and the cops never come. So like no one hears them calling out for help.
That's true.
So I don't know if that's like a more of a basic thing you know or like a more biblical underlying 'cause they call the cops are 14 minutes away initially. And then when she says when she tells like the house I'll call the police, they play
Yeah.
NWA at the police, like you know, like the
Yeah.
cops no one ever comes to
That's
help.
true. Yeah, that's true. That's true. And then like I think, and it's kind of like the, 'cause like the daughter said it. When they were in the car, she like kind of said something. Well, she said something about like, did y'all know? Kind of like that whole end of the world thing, where she was like, did you know like the government
Put
puts
the
fluoride
fluoride in
in
the
the
water.
water to control, which is like a real theory that people have that like because there is fluoride in the water. But like, and then so like yeah, so there was like kind of like it was like a bunch of just foreshadowing to like just like the end of that whole end of the world kind of thing, and like there being no way out, like you can look for help and call for help, but like it ain't happening.
Yeah, there's no way to.
Yeah, and I mean, and then in that script, that like verse in the Bible, definitely kind of like it's like the final nail in the coffin. Like yeah, nah, because yeah, it was like call the police. Yeah, because it was like call the police. There was 15 minutes out. Then they got then the white girl tried to call, use the thing to call it, and it didn't play. And then when they tried to call again, it was just straight going to the operators. So yeah, it was like you are really on your own.
Yeah,
Yeah.
like yeah, you're on your own. There was no help.
Yeah.
And like it was just yeah, it was I was I don't know how to like it wasn't a scary movie to me 'cause people keep like oh, I'm sure it was like real scary. Like no, it wasn't.
No,
Like
it wasn't scary at all. It
it was
was.
more scary in the sense like if you want to consider it scary, it was scary in the sense that like yo, could this happen?
It was more
Like as a
creepy. It wasn't scary.
yeah, creepy is more a better word for it. Like yeah, like dang, can like when I saw Get Out and I was with the girls at the time, like she was white and I was just like it was creepy. I looked at her and I'm like, yo, what you got planned? Like what you trying to do here? You got trying to my braid out? Like and, you know, I'm like looking at her sideways. Like it was one of those kind of films. Like it really like it makes you think on so many different levels, like biblical, like classism, like it's just so layered.
Yeah, like
I should just
I'm sure there's gonna be more people that come out that watch it
Yeah,
within the
there will
next couple of
be.
weeks, and then I'll introduce a whole new topics that we ain't even thinking about. But yeah, those were like the main ones that I came away with. But I thought, like I said, like we've had this talk on here. It's just like I'm just kind of like, I like blow up movies are cool, like blow everything up and visual effects and all that stuff. Like a movie that's just like super simple that just makes you think. That's why I was so hype about this movie, because I'm like, yo, it made me like go home. It has been a while since I left a movie and just was like, and just like thinking about like all the different layers and like, well, what did this mean and what did that mean? And like, I love a movie where it's like, you're not like morally, you don't know. It's not an easy like, oh, this person was right, this person was wrong. Yeah. It's like, you got to really think about, because that's how real life is. Sometimes it ain't always.
It's not so, just black and white.
Yeah, it's not just black and white. There's always a gray area. And that's like the gray area of like, all right, cool. Yeah. Adelaide was wrong for trying to get out, but then at that age, she's just like different and living a world where like she can see the thing that's better for her, but she's like, that was, and for her, that was the only way to get it. And then, yeah, and then now for Red, she's like, yo, you locked me down here. And then it's also like, yeah, and it's just like the idea of just kind of conforming to your environment. Like, you know, yeah. Adelaide started out being, she like, which her initial act was very rude and not rude, but very like heartless and selfless. But did she conform to that life of above and just being like a nice person and all that stuff? And then Red, I'm sure she would have been a nice young girl, but then she ended up becoming like super, super like just mean and evil because it's like you conform to your environment and stuff like that. So yeah, but yeah, it was, for me, it was like a great movie. It was just like more. Yeah, I saw some people saying like, "Oh, it was whack" and all this stuff.
Yeah, and I had like, somebody tell me it was trash, and I was like, I told that person. I told her, I said, we're going to sit down and we're going to talk about this because like you might not understand what you're watching. And then some people maybe don't want to understand. Like they don't
want
to.
Yeah,
like,
maybe so. Yeah, they just want entertainment. I just want to be scared, or, you know what I'm saying?
And I'm pretty sure that's what it was. It's not that kind of
movie.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah. When I talk to her, she's probably going to be like, oh, I didn't jump once. I'm like, oh, that's what you wanted? Oh, yeah. No, the movie was trash.
No, it's not that. Yeah. Trash. Yeah, because even when we was moving out the movie, I was leaving out the movie theater the second time. Some lady was like in front of me. She was like, "I did not like it at all," and I was like, "But then like she was with her, I guess her husband or whatever," and she was like, "You liked it," and he was like, "We'll talk about it in the car." Like he was like, "I have some theory." Yeah, so I feel like some people
he was ready to wash her. He was ready to Chris Brown.
Yeah, he was about to hella have like, it. He was like,
"What?"
Yeah. He's like, what? Yeah, she like walked out and was like mad loud about it. And he was like, he wasn't saying nothing. So she was like, you liked it? And he was like, yeah, we'll talk about it in the car. I was just like, oh, yeah.
He wanted to get in the car, but like, we can't be together?
Yeah, we can't be together. No, nah, yeah, you too simple for me. Yo, yeah.
That is, like, yeah, once the girl told me, like, it was trash, I was like, yeah, I can never be with you. Like, yeah. You're too simple for me.
You're
I can't,
too simple.
No.
Yeah, yeah. You just want to be scared? You just want to jump?
yeah, it was like what else? Like, I had something else with Adelaide that like she was just incredible. Like, I had something else about her that I had in my head and it left me, but she was just like, I don't understand. Like, it was incredible. Oh yeah, that's what it was. Like her, when they're the end, like this, the end fight scene. Like when she's like Adelaide's trying to kill Red,
mm-hmm.
and Red is just dancing. Like she's being her ballerina. Like she is showing you the flashback.
Yeah,
you know, she was moving so like she could have easily killed her, but like she didn't want.
She
to
was
kill
just playing
her.
Around. Yeah, she was just playing and around.
Yeah, and she ended up dying.
Unfortunately, yeah, she played too much.
Yeah. But like, yeah, she could have easily, like, you can tell, like, I don't want to use this term because of the classism underlying tone of the movie, but like, you can tell Red, since she's the actual human, is superior to Adelaide. Like, Adelaide was more like animalistic, like she just like banged the hammer like rah, like trying to kill, and and Red was like briskly just like gracefully dancing along, cutting her hair. Like, she was just so graceful in everything she did. Like, she was so, like, she was superior. But I don't want to say superior because, like, you know, the classism, like, because she was born above ground doesn't make her superior, but, like,
no,
she has
but no,
soul,
but
like,
yeah,
like,
but she has the, no, I mean, it's superior in that, like, I mean, yeah, I get what you're saying. But no, but that was the whole idea, is that, like, you know, Red was, like, because Red was, like, the real dancer. So it was, like, she grew up. So, you know, she knew, she was, like, had all the moves and was really doing it, like, the way it was supposed to be done, which is why now when it came to that, she knew exactly where to be.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of almost like that, kind of like the Game of Thrones thing with the mountain and was it Oberyn, where he was like dancing
Yeah.
all of them, and then he kind of got a little cocky, and then it's like all it took was like that one move, and then it's like bam, you gone. And it was like for Red, she got a little cocky and was just like, all
Yeah.
right, yeah, I'm about to take you out. And then Adelaide was like, nah.
Do
And
you
then that was
think?
like the last point. It's like when she like killed her with like the handcuffs, like that, how she did that like howl or like that
Yeah,
yell. Like that
that's what I
was
was gonna ask
very,
about.
yeah.
Do
That
you
was
think
very
that was? Do you think that was like?
tetherish.
Yeah, do you think that was tetherish, or do you think that like? Yeah, like that kind of like the souls aligned, like she killed her, and like now like the soul does the soul transfer, or does it
Well,
not
no,
transfer? And she's just like,
I don't
because
think it
she's.
transfers because they both had souls. I think that was the thing, is that like they both, that's what made them different from like, that's what
So
made
are they
Adelaide
so like
different from the rest of them, is that
so you
she
know how
did have a
in the opening scene when she sees like they don't show that part where she like grabs her and takes her down until the very end, but when she sees her when she sees the back of her head and then it cuts to the rabbit, like that rabbit was like the one good clone. So is that Adelaide? Like is she the one perfect clone? Because that was the only rabbit that looked good. Like the rest of the rabbits were obese or different colored ears or. Like there was something wrong. There was something different about, I won't say wrong, but there was something different about every other rabbit besides that initial rabbit that they show you. So is Adelaide that rabbit? Like she's the one clone they got right. Like she's the one with the soul.
But yeah, I think that's what she was saying. She was like, yeah, I think she was the one, because their niche, I guess once they all went were bad, like once, I guess when you do so many experiments and they all go wrong, you're not even looking for that right one anymore. So you're just like, oh, they
Yeah.
all messed up. But she was the one, and that's what she said. She was like, like she was saying, after that dance, they all realized, all the tethered realized that she was different. And then they basically like anointed her as like the leader,
Yeah.
and then she took off, because yeah, she was the one that was, she got it right. So I don't think like their soul, I think their souls were aligned. Like she was the one that, like if the government would have been paying attention, it was like, oh, okay, cool, let's examine this one because we got it right.
Yeah.
So whatever we did with this one, and then they would have duplicated that. But yeah, it was just like, I don't think it was an alignment. I think that was just like the final straw for you to be able to see that, like before they revealed it, but to be able to see that Adelaide was a tether just because of the way she like howled out and was like laughing a little bit after she did it. Yeah, I think that's what that was. It's just kind of like for that one moment, she got to be who she truly was that tethered, which could be
Yeah.
another, like another foreshadowing, is that once you finally face yourself, then you get, you have that moment of like not having to hide who you actually are. 'Cause yeah, then she like let out that howl or whatever. And she killed it, and then she's like started laughing a little bit, and then she like had to go back to now being Adelaide.
I like the fact that she, when they're sitting down in the living room and they're talking about, she's telling her like what she says about the kids, like the tethered kids, how they were born, that's how they die. That's exactly how they die. Like she says
Oh, from
that
fire, and then
from
she,
fire, and then she was born laughing, and then she actually died like laughing, the daughter. Like that was, I was like, wow, like this is some deep stuff right here. Like I was like, what is, like it was just
And
so.
then every tether killed their own tether. Like Gabe killed his tether, the boy killed his tether indirectly, like walking, like mirror him to go into the fire. The girl killed her tether, and then Adelaide killed her tether. So they all each killed their own tether.
Yeah, like, yeah, they each killed their own tether. Like, somebody was saying that like the tethered excelled at what their opposite, like the real people were not so good at. Like, the daughter didn't like track. She didn't want to do track anymore, and that was a big thing. But like when she had to run, the tethered one, she gave her a crazy head start, and she caught up to her
And she
because she was
still caught
so.
up to
Yeah, like they excelled a lot at what the reality ones were, the real ones, whatever the kid you want to call them, the originals. But what they didn't like or they weren't good at, like the tethered ones were very good at. Oh man, there's just this movie was so, I need to see it like six more times. Like every time a new theory comes out, I'm probably gonna go back and watch it.
No, I mean, I'm on board for all these theories. It's just a good movie. It was a really good movie. Oh, I gotta go soon. But before I go, I was told to tell you by somebody else that Dark Knight is the best and that you don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, God.
So yeah, I just wanted to, you know, before we go, because I gotta head out. But before we go, I just wanted you to know that
I've been called crazy again. Okay.
Yeah. So yeah. So take that with you. But I hope if you're still listening, that means you watched us. If you have any more theories, we definitely want to hear it. Little momentum. We got a few people that reached out about our last topic about can girls handle truth and all that stuff, and that
we will never
something.
Talk about that again.
No, but it was like people reaching out. You know, they had their theories on it. Some said we were kind of right. Some said we were wrong. Some said they were like, oh, I wanted to come in and say something. I wanted y'all to call in. So I was like, yo, if you're not following the Instagram, Two Friends Talking, the Instagram, you can definitely leave your comments there, or just keep doing what you're doing, DMing us. We definitely want the feedback, so we'll know what to talk about or what struck a nerve, who has different opinions, and we can discuss that too. We definitely, this is our opinion, but it's for everybody. So if y'all have something different to say, for sure, like, let us know. You know, continue. It's on. We on everywhere: Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, wherever you listen to your podcast, we are probably there. So, continue listening. We're going to keep doing this. And if you, like I said, if y'all got more theories out there, if you've seen us, you got theories, you definitely want to hear them. Free, as always, my man, is good to talk to you. Another one up, another one down. And then I'm sure if you go see it again, more theories, swing them my way. I'm here for it.
I definitely will. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's probably going to be the next couple of weeks.
It's going to be the next couple. Yeah, we're going to keep talking about this. This is going to be heavy. Like, I'm waiting for Jordan Peele to do his like he did with Get Out, like his own like he read fan theories and
he read the fan theories.
He's
going to give us some time. Probably like once it's not even in theaters no more, he'll probably do it then. Yeah,
and then I'm gonna watch it six more times after that. Like,
yeah,
I'm waiting for the next one. Jordan Peele, give us an exclusive. Let us know when the next one's coming out.
Yeah, no, he's definitely 2 for 2 right now. He's 2 for 2.
Yeah. He's already like at that level of like
original screenplay. He might get another one. He might need another Oscar.
He has to.
Yeah. Yeah. Would love to see Lupita, best actress, for this one, because she murdered it. But all right, I gotta head out. I gotta go.
All right,
but
enjoy.
Good to talk to y'all. Free. Talk to you next week, homie.
All right, man.
All right.